You all can just shift a little forward. Hare Krishna. So you all enjoyed the drama? Very inspirational, instructive, and also with a very good sense of humor and take-home message, especially for all of you students. I remember when I was in college, some of my seniors were something what you saw in this particular drama. And of course, being seniors, they said that the only reason, we also would say later on, the only reason why they were called seniors in the college, because they had simply seen years. So a person who has simply seen years doesn't become a senior. But of course, in Krishna consciousness, we say, who is a senior? One who has seen through the years. That person is a senior. So these so-called seniors of ours in our college, they used to come up to us and, you know, they also had their own compositions of their philosophy of life. And they would say, padhna likhna chod padhai nakal pe karas. Padhna likhna chod padhai nakal pe karas. Utha rajai soja bacche khuda karega paas. So of course, when it came to Rab or Khuda or Bhagwan, even if that was present in some of their lives, that was, there were some ask, some hope, but even that was absent. Like there was one father, and he was beating up his son, black and blue, he was beating up. And the son was crying and weeping and pleading. Kept on beating. So one passerby who knew, in fact it was the neighbor, who knew. So he asked the father, hey, why are you beating like this? So the father said, result. Because of the result. Like in the drama also we had the result. So the neighbor said, but my son is also in the same college. Result is tomorrow. Why you are beating him today? So father said, tomorrow I am out of town. So, tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow I am out of town. You see, you know, when it comes to exams or when it comes to a situation which is not so much desirable to our heart, wish this particular line at that time would come true. Imagine tomorrow is your exam. So you will be very enthusiastic to come for a topic like this. I wish tomorrow may never come. Kal wo manhoos din na aaye. But that is not the fact. Of course, we'll go much into the depths of trying to understand this one line. When, you know, it is said that tomorrow never comes, doesn't mean that tomorrow will not come. You know, just like if you just mark a date saying that this is the date and that's it. You know, I've gone to this Prerana festival and the topic was tomorrow shall never come, so which means now the time is going to stop. No need of any more calendars, because tomorrow will never come, and definitely day after tomorrow will never come. And the day after tomorrow? No, it's not like that. We cannot stop time. The time factor, of course, it, even if you stop all the clocks of the world, the time factor will never stop. But what we have to learn is, what we do with the today will decide that the ugly tomorrow will not come. The miserable tomorrow will not come. That tomorrow which is not favorable for us will not come. If we fix up the today. And that's what we are going to learn this evening, how to fix up our today. So, to begin with, we have a wonderful quote. Never grumble about the past because it brings tears. Don't worry too much about the future as it brings fears. Just live this moment with integrity as it brings cheers to all of you now. So, herein, when we talk about our life, we can divide in these three sections. We had our past, we have our present right now, and definitely we have the future. Now, when our lifespan is divided into these three phases, and these three phases are all inevitable, definitely we have lived our past, and yes, whatever we could do, whatever we couldn't do, that was something which is just, you know, back into the history book of our own life. No, we all have our own history books. If you break up this word history, what is the meaning of history? His story. So his or her story. That's what our past is. And as far as the future is concerned, you may go to any astrologer. One person went to an astrologer and the astrologer said, looking at his palm, first 10 years, full of diseases. Full of diseases. Next 10 years, means from now, after that next 10 years, no job. No job. And then next 10 years, you will be in heavy debt, recession, which will lead to some kind of procession. So he said, after that, then you'll get used to. So many times, our life, which people might tell us about, you know, what's going to happen. Just if you go to an astrologer, he first talks about your past. And they just simply talk about your past and then about your future. And very seldom do you find that tips are given what to do about right now. Right now, the moment which we have, as it is said, that this moment which we have in our hands is like a snowflake. Or it's like an ice cream. If you get a cone ice cream in your hand, what are you supposed to do with that? Eat before it melts. Very intelligent. You like cone ice cream? Yes, eat before it melts. So, our lives are also given to us in such a fashion that we have to use it very, very discreetly and very intelligently. And that's what herein you see. Try to observe this particular picture very minutely. The life cycle. Yes, there was a time when we were on a cycle in that particular position, the first one to the left. And then of course we had our own. Ab main bada ho chuka hoon, meri khud ki cycle main chala sakta hoon. And then of course we grow up, we have a bigger one. And then, yes, still on wheels. Still on wheels. Like when I was a little kid, I would look up to my father, and I would always think that, my God, what a wonderful life, you know, this my father has. What a wonderful life. He just comes home and no homework. For small kids, the greatest threat when they come home after school is homework. So I would look up to my dad that, you know, he works, but at least just in the office. Now I have to work in the school also, and then homework. School work, then homework. Work, work, work. And no uniform, no discipline. He just comes home and then he goes to the club. He plays and he swims, and, you know, he comes home, the dinner is ready. And then he goes to sleep. And my father, I'm sure, when he would have been looking at me, he would be thinking, gosh, man, bachcha hota. Bachpan ke wo din kahan gaye. Now, I have a boss at the office, and when I come home, the bigger boss at home. So, when we are talking about, you know, the life, you see, this material world has been designed in such a way that it always keeps us in some kind of an anticipation for just, you know, the dangling carrot. Just like a donkey has a dangling carrot in the front, and the donkey doesn't know, because it's a donkey. The donkey doesn't know that the dangling carrot is being held by the washerman who is sitting on the donkey with that stick from which the carrot is dangling. And the donkey takes two steps, I'll get the carrot. And he takes two steps, that carrot is two steps ahead, always two steps ahead. So this material world always has in front of us a dangling carrot. You will get this success, you will achieve this fame, that much money, this scheme, this position, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, this and that. And we keep taking steps here and there, thinking that the carrot will be just, not just the gajar, बट गाजर का हलवा भी. एक बार वो गाजर हाथ आ जाए, फिर उसका गाजर का हलवा भी बनाऊंगा. लाइक इन वन सर्कस, यू नो, देयर वाज अ बिग ह्यूज टेंट एंड आउटसाइड इट वाज रिटन, ताजा गाजर का हलवा 5 पैसे में. पीपल वर लाइनिंग अप. फर्स्ट पर्सन वेंट इन, सॉ द ह्यूज टेंट वाज एम्प्टी. You know, there was no smell of any gajar halwa and everything. But there was one gajar which was hanging from the center of the tent. And he asked the person, gajar halwa kidhar mil raha? Hola, halwa. Panch paisa, halwa gajar. So, many times, we are looking for gajar halwa, and we have to pay the price also and endeavor. So, when we talk about our life cycle, this is another one. Just kindly observe this. The 4 liquid stages. And you know, it begins with something healthy, you know. So, it should not happen that our life should be just centering around, you know, those 4 images or these 4 liquid stages, and at the end, we finally are left out. Oh, could have done that, I should have been there. I should have improved on that. I shouldn't have, you know, done that kind of a thing. Wish, 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 wish. Only if, like, most of the time people on the deathbed, you know, they keep talking about all these things. काश मैं वो कर पाता, काश मैं वहां जा पाता, काश मैं ये नहीं करता. आज ये हालत मेरी नहीं होती. सो मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम दे लीव देयर बॉडीज विद फुल ऑफ रिग्रेट्स, क्रिबिंग एंड कंप्लेनिंग. सो लेट्स नॉट वी सीइंग यस दैट दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड इज ट्राइंग टू डिसवेड अस फ्रॉम the real path. Not that all the elements of this material world, but most of the elements, like we saw in the drama, that it was just one person who was inspiring this boy to come on the right track, and there were so many elements trying to distract, although he had come. And it's not just a drama, it's not just an enactment, it's not a fiction. Do you all agree? It happens most of the time. It's a reality. It's a crude, bitter reality. So therefore, we have to definitely think about the tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and the so many tomorrows coming after that. It's not that we don't have to think about that. It's not that we don't have to plan about that. But what we do or what will happen about all those tomorrows is what we are doing right now, my dear friends. So let's begin with this another instructive lesson. The book of your own life. It's something, a very nice presentation which I had received some time ago. I thought of sharing with all of you. Just read carefully and you know how whenever you see a book, you can compare your life to a book. And what this message talks about as we compare our life to a book. Each day, life offers you a blank page in the book of your existence. Your past is already written and you can't change that. In its pages, you can find your history. Some pages have soft colors, others darker shades. When it, you know, soft colors and darker shades means good times and bad times. And we know that which were the years, which were the days, which were the months when, you know, those were the pages of my book which had the darker or, you know, the fainter shades or the better shades. Beautiful remembrance of life, of happy times or pages you wish you could tear out forever. Many times we think, wish I could tear off those pages of my, the book of my life. But the binding is very solid. The binding is something which is invincible. So therefore, we have to understand what other thing we can do. Today you have the opportunity to write another page. It's up to you to choose the colors it will have. For even in adversity, you can add soft pastels of serenity to turn into a beautiful experience. Today, how will you write your day? The question is, am I going to write this particular page, which means today? Am I going to write myself or someone else is going to write in my book of life? Many times it happens that the book is ours, today's page is ours, but the pen someone else is holding. What do you mean by that? We mean that we get so much carried away by the propaganda of this material world. We hand over the book, the page, and also the pen to the media. Let's begin with that. To the media. And they are trying to brainwash. Of course, that word, sometimes it appears a little inappropriate. You know, brainwashing literally means, as Prabhupada used to say, yes, in Hare Krishna, we wash the brain properly because it becomes very dirty. But generally the meaning is, brainwashing means that we are programmed to behave in a certain way, talk in a certain way, dress in a certain way, you know, get habituated in a certain way. And all of these things, it's a propaganda by the consumeristic, materialistic, hedonistic society. Am I right? Just like, you know, our friend in the drama. He came to the college and he was like a blank paper. He was like that blank paper, the book of his life. And then so-called seniors, they started to write the script for that particular day, for that particular year. That yes, go drink, you know, smoke. Just be merry and forget about, you know, this is what engineering is. Now can you imagine? The definition of engineering was given. That drinking beer, smoking cigarette, flirting around, this is what engineering is. How many of you are in engineering college over here? So, my God, most of you. So, how about, what is your opinion? How do you feel this kind of engineering? So, now these people were writing the script of this boy's life, and he thought that they, you know, they are my seniors. He was calling them bhaiya. They are my seniors, and my bhaiya will definitely, you know, put me on the right track. So similarly, we think that the technology, we think that, you know, this materialism all around, mostly the first world advanced countries like America and Europe and all that, you know, they are presenting, you know, the best kind of lifestyle, the most successful kind of lifestyle. But little do we know, my dear friends, that that particular script is all manipulated. It's a conspiracy. Now, you know, recently, one of my talks, we were talking about life of slavery. Now, slavery, this word, is a very, very heavy word, you know. Like, if I would ask you, would you want to become a slave? You all know what slave means? Gulam. Gulam. Gulami means slavery. If I ask you, gulami karni hai? Gulam banna hai? बड़ा होके क्या बनना है गुलाम क्या गुलाम हैं राजा 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 बनना है गुलामी करनी है किसी के ऊपर करनी सो व्हाट इज स्लेवरी स्लेवरी मींस व्हेन देयर इज अ मास्टर एंड देयर इज अ सर्वेंट एंड द मास्टर यू नो एनस्लेव्स द सर्वेंट And the servant has to keep on just doing what the master tells to the slave. That's called slavery. So now, look at, you know, the 21st century modern man. He's accepting a lifestyle, and not just a lifestyle, but even thought process given to him by some other, you know, kind of a realm. People, they think, you know, whatever they watch in media, the kind of TV programs or the movies or, you know, the magazines which they read or in the newspapers and, you know, all of that. Like, you know, the other day I was in Bombay and at someone's house and there was this newspaper supplement, you know, lifestyles. There was a newspaper supplement, lifestyles. And the kind of lifestyles, you know, like, you know, in the Bombay Times, in Bombay, the kind of lifestyles which they are propagating. These are the lifestyles when you see that these celebrities are living a certain kind of lifestyle, you know, having their nocturnal parties. And in their nocturnal parties, they are more deadlier than any of the animals in some deadly jungles. And then they print these kind of lifestyles. So when innocent people, their, you know, the book of their life, the pages are blank, when they read, when they see, oh my God, you know, these people are so beautiful looking. Why? Because they have this kind of lifestyles. So let me also, somebody in Dharavi is reading that paper. You know, my God, you know, Beverly Hills and Hollywood and California, the kind of lifestyle they have, and he's in Dharavi. And then he gives the pen to these kind of people that at least write one word in my page today about your lifestyle. So then you see that these things, they get downloaded from some other hard drive into our blank hard drive. And then we keep on downloading. So it's very important to know that whom are we giving the pen or the pencil to write the script for today in the page of the book of our life? It all depends on your will and optimism to transform today's page in the book of your life into a page that you will treasure as a beautiful remembrance in the future. If you knew you had only one more day to live, what would you do? In America, many years ago, there was a TV series which became very famous. And this TV series, the main character, they showed that he developed some terminal disease and he had only 6 months to live. And every episode in this TV series, they showed how he was just enjoying those 6 months. You know, going to the Caribbean islands, going to the, you know, Hawaii islands, going to Switzerland, the Swiss Alps, you know, just, you know, enjoying. And this TV series became so famous that after 6 months, the story was that he's supposed to die now because of the terminal disease. It was the script of this, you know, particular TV series. But the public became so addicted that they, on public demand, said, no, you extend this somehow or the other, this serial. So then, you know, there was a tweak and twist in the story, and the doctor found some kind of cure and gets another 6 months just because they wanted to extend the serial. So what was the message given? The message was given that yes, if you know that you are going to die of something so inevitable, of course death itself is inevitable, so just enjoy. Eat, drink and be merry. Just enjoy. But that is not what the message is of our Vedic wisdom. Like Chanakya Pandit, very well he said once, that, you know, just look into the shift of paradigm between, you know, a materialistic person and someone, you know, a worldly wise like Chanakya Pandit. So the materialistic conception is that yes, you are going to die, or there is no certainty of your living tomorrow. So whatever you have, just enjoy. That is a materialistic conception. Yeah, tomorrow never comes. Kal kisne dekha hai? Like, you know, they were saying, aaj kare so kal kare so parson. Kyon ghabraye jab hai barson? Things like that. But Chanakya Pandit said that you should think, yes, my tomorrow will never come, so let me become self-realized today. He is also taking the same concept. The tomorrow will never come, so let me become self-realized today. Not sense-gratified today. It just requires a clear vision to see what is right, to decipher between right and wrong, and to have that clear vision. Enjoy this new day. Take mental inventory of all the good things in your life and live each hour with cheer, giving it your best. Do not harm others and be happy to be alive and able to give a smile and offer others a helping hand. It's never too late to change course, start anew and write fresh pages of happiness and peace in the book of your life. You know, I had a background of being in the Defense Forces of India. I was in the Indian Air Force, and we were taught shooting, you know, and in shooting, not the video shooting, the rifle shooting, and in shooting, we were taught that you may have the gun in your hand, you may have the target in front of you, and you may see the bullseye, you know the bullseye, you may see the bullseye. You should know how to aim. You should know how to aim. The gun is loaded. The target is clear. Your eyesight is whatever, 6x6. Your eyesight is clear. But if you do not know how to align the target properly with, you know, the gun which you are holding, then not only you may miss the bullseye, but the bullet might go haywire. Just a little shift, you know, it's called trajectory of the bullet. Just a little shift of the holding of the rifle, and the bullet can go like, you know, I remember that one of our training sessions, the shooting of the rifle, one of my colleagues, you know, and a little skinny kind of a person, so the rifle was more heavier than his entire weight, so he was somehow managing to hold it in some way or the other, and you know, when he shot, the whole rifle as if, you know, went topsy-turvy, right side up, upside down, all of that. And you know, like, we were like 10 of us in a row, and we all had our own individual targets and bullseye. So he hit mine. And not bullseye. He hit the pole, you know, of the target. The pole which was there, which was holding the entire thing. He hit that, and the entire, you know, the target was in pieces into, you know. Like, he was following the thing. Nam rahega bas. बजेगी बांसुरी न रहेगा टारगेट न रहेगा उसका बुल्सआई न रहेगा बैल न रहेगा उसका आंख. सो दिस इज समथिंग विच यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड एज इट इज मेंशन्ड दैट इट्स नेवर टू लेट बेटर लेट देन नेवर ऑफ कोर्स फर्दर इट इज सेड बेटर नेवर बी लेट सो वी कैन ऑलवेज you know, take an inventory of whatever has happened and learn lessons from that inventory of the pages of the book of our life. Thank God for His gift of today and the opportunity to turn this day into a beautiful new page in the book of your existence. Remember that in spite of adversities, problems and difficulties, it's up to you how you live today, as if it were your first day, as if it were the last, the only day in the book of your life. Now imagine if we were given only one day to live. How would we live that particular day? How would we take, you know, advantage of every single moment? As herein it's spoken about the adversities. Would we be thinking about the adversities and, you know, this person, you know, the other day, he spoke to me like that. I have only one day. Let me find out which corner of the planet he is and I'll show him who I am. There was one king. In fact, this story is a story which speaks about, you know, how there is hope in the most hopeless situation. So this king, he was fighting a war. And he was stranded in the forest. And it happened that the enemy soldiers, they just wanted to kill the king, because kill the king and you win the war. So they were behind the king, and the king, running for his life, entered into a cave. He entered into a cave and he hid himself, that deep dark cave. And he could hear the enemy foot soldiers looking for him. He could hear their marching and their parading
just towards him, close by to the cave. And it so happened that one day passed, 2 days passed, and he was inside, but still the soldiers were looking for him. And after 2 days, he saw that there was a small spider which weaved a web on the mouth of the cave. You know, spiders, they are very fast at weaving a web. So this spider weaved a web on the mouth of the cave. And on the third day, the soldiers, looking for this king, they reached the mouth of the cave. And here the king was inside. Of course, it was dark inside. The soldiers couldn't see. And they were about to enter into the cave to look for the king, to kill the king. But one of the soldiers saw the spider's web. And he told to the others, no use going inside. Why? Because just see, there is a web over here. There is a web woven by a spider and it is intact. The web is intact. If the king would have gone in, he would have broken the web. Because the web is intact, it proves that there has no one gone inside. So there is no use wasting time. Let's move on further. And just looking at the woven web of the spider, they all left. And the king, he had a sigh of relief. And then he thought within his mind that if you have faith in God, that as thin as spider's web can become like a protective wall. Now, how thin is a spider's web? So as thin as a spider's web can become a protective wall and can protect you if you look at the adversity with that kind of faith. But if you do not have that faith, even a strong thick wall can become like a spider's web and can cause your death. So he learnt this deep lesson looking at the spider weaving its web. What else do we have? Thank God for his gift of today and the opportunity to turn this day into a beautiful new page. Of course, we have gone through this as if it was your first day and the only last day of your life. At the end, the book closes by saying, may all your days be full of joy and peace as you keep on living it day by day, moment by moment. We have some more wonderful quotes. Every successful person has a painful story. Every painful story has a successful ending. Accept the pain and get ready for the success. Because as we discussed that there will be so many pages in the book of our life which will have different hues and colors. Some will be lighter, some will be darker, some will be written with just some pencil, some will be written with golden ink. And yes, of course, many times it is said that if we write with a pencil, then God is that merciful personality that he gives us that pencil which has the eraser on the top. You know, pencils have eraser on the top. So even if you commit mistake, you can just turn around and use the eraser and rewrite a better script of your own life every single day. If you miss an opportunity, don't fill the eyes with tears. It will hide another better opportunity in front of you. What is the use of cribbing, complaining and crying for things which have already happened in our life? Even if tears come, of course, we are all human beings having emotions, we are sentient beings. It is that even if tears come, how you should look at those tears which your eyes might be filled with. You should understand that yes, these tears will clear the vision to see what is there ahead of me, what is there present in front of me. Which means, present means right now. So have a clear vision. However good or bad a situation, it will change. Because this is one thing
about this material world. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, it keeps on changing. It is a temporal world. It keeps on changing. Whether you are miserable, whether you are happy, it will keep on changing. So understand that this is another inevitable fact of the life. The, you know, it's actually, it's called the, you know, the sensible person, he embraces those things which do not change, knowing that the nature of this material world is, it keeps on changing. So the more things change, the more we have to embrace those things which do not change. And that is what? Our confidence. That is our determination. And that is something which we have to hold on. And we are talking about the present. Realize that life is a school and you are here to learn. Problems are simply part of the curriculum that appear and fade away like algebra class. But the lessons you learn will last a lifetime. If I ask you, my dear friends, when you are in your secondary or 10th standard, the algebra sums which you solved, do you remember exactly all the steps? You may not remember exactly all the steps, but the lessons which learn to make your intelligence sharpened. Like the example was given of pencil. You know, in engineering, when you use a pencil, you keep sharpening the pencil, because the more you sharpen the pencil, the quality of your drawing keeps improving. Although you may have to take out some time from your busy whatever engineering diagrams and your assignments and work. So similarly, coming to these kind of programs and sessions is like sharpening the pencil of your life with which you are going to write the script in the book of your own life. So the more sharper the pencil, the more refined and good quality the script will come in the book of your life. No one can go back and change a bad beginning, but anyone can start now and create a successful ending. Changing the face can change nothing, but facing the change can change everything. Don't complain about others. Change yourself if you want peace. There was one person, he went to God and he said, I want peace. God said, just remove the first two words. I want. And there is peace there. What do we learn by that? As long as we have these two words, I want, I want, I want. So there is I and there is this wanting. I consciousness and the wanting consciousness always. And because of that, dangling carrot example. Because of that, we are always not in peace but in pieces. So it was a very brilliant answer given by God, that just remove the first two words, I want, and then what is left is all peace. No one will manufacture a lock without a key. Similarly, God won't give problems without solutions. And it is something which is helping us. Like you are all students, you are all pursuing education in some college or university, and exams, you pay for what? To appear in exams, is it not? You pay your father's hard-earned money to get an exam in your life, or, you know, yes, you should be examined. Why? Because you know that the more you will be examined, the more you will testify that you are qualified to get that particular degree. So if exam is an obstacle, if you look at from this particular point of view, it is not a stumbling block, my dear friends. It's a stepping stone on which you step and you climb the ladder of success. Now, how many of you have you climbed a ladder in your life? I guess all of you. One time you have climbed a ladder in your life, you know, a physical ladder. You have rungs.
you know, you have those rungs, the steps on the ladder. Now those steps and rungs on the ladder, you step on them and you go up. And those same rungs will also help you to come down. Is it not? It's just how you look at those rungs. Somebody looking at those rungs will keep stepping down, and somebody looking at the same rungs will keep stepping up. So herein, we are not giving you a fix-it pill or a magic pill. You take this and overnight, there'll be no tomorrow, and there'll be the most beautiful tomorrow. No. We, as you know, one person, he went to God and he asked that, "My dear God, give me the best succulent fruits which I can enjoy in my life." God said, "I only give seeds. You have to grow your own fruits. I am the seed provider. I'll give you the seeds, but you have to become the gardener. And you have to grow, you have to cultivate. And the manner in which you do all that, to that extent, you will get whether succulent fruits or no fruits at all." So herein we have two classes of people. There is one class called the reactive, and the other is called the proactive. So the proactive is a person who thinks ahead, and he knows, okay, 5 years down the line, if I am wasting my time right now in college, doing all kinds of nefarious and nonsense activities, what is my bhavishya? It is very sure that I will become senior. You know, like sometimes in some colleges, you know, people are like Bhishma Pitama. And they say also, "Hum college ke Bhishma Pitama hai. Tu to kal ka hai. Kya dekha kya? 10 saal se hu yahan pe." So, a reactive person is a person who, you know, has very little sense of plan making. And sometimes he knows also, but because of habit, he just is lazy. And just, you know, like there was one guru and his disciple, and both the guru and the disciple were competing who was more lazier. Like they say, na, guru chor chandal chela, nark me jai thelam thela. So like that, you know, the guru was lazy and the chela was ultra lazy. So they were living in a forest, in a kuti. And one day the guru is telling to the chela, to the disciple, that, "Vats, are bahar kapde sukh rahe hain aur barish shayad aane wali hai, kapde bahar andar liya, kapde andar liya." The chela tells to the guru, "Guruji, abhi tak barish aayi thodi hai. Apni billi hai na, wo barish aati hai na, to apni billi sharir jhadkate hue andar aati hai. To samajh jayega. Abhi se jaane kya zarurat hai." And the guru ne, "Kaisa shishya mila hai." And then the guru tells, "Acha ab sone ja rahe, batti to bhuja." So the shishya is telling, "Guruji, aankh band kar lo na, andhera ho jayega. Abhi utke batti bujhane kya zarurat hai." And the Guruji says, "Are koi chor uchakka aa jaye, kam se kam darwaja to band kar le, uske liye to uth ja. Are aalsi tattu, are uth." And the shishya is telling, "Guruji, do kaam maine kiye na, aap ek karo na." So, when we talk about being proactive, doesn't mean that you keep lazing out in life and thinking that, you know, there'll be someone else who will keep doing, and that's how I'll being proactive. There is a, you know, example that a reactive person is when, you know, like, For example, if there is a glass of water kept at the edge of this particular table, you know, a glass of water is kept. So a proactive person, he will think that this might fall. So he will keep that glass of water in a safe place. He's a proactive person. A reactive person, abhi to nahi gir raha na. Aur wo jab girna chahiye, gir gaya. You know, that's called reactive. Then he starts reacting. Girne ke baad. So it said that that a proactive person is like a bisleri water. And a reactive person is like soda bottle. Thoda sa hilao, everything comes out. And bisleri water, no matter how much you shake, because it is, there is no fizz in that. So it's not going to spill out or fizz out. So it's very important we understand that which category we belong to. Another very wonderful story, instructive story. A wise king's wisdom. There was a businessman who got shipwrecked. And all of his wealth he lost. There was a storm and he lost, his ship capsized and all of the wealth he lost. But somehow he saved himself. He swam. He reached one island. And he saw that as, he's just coming out of the waters on the beach of that island. He saw, there was like a row of people standing as if waiting for him. And he just looked at everyone and they had like different kind of outfits and different complexion also. And as soon as all of these people standing in a row looked at this person, they all started shouting, "Hail our new king! Welcome to our new king!" He said, he looked behind and they were addressing to him. And there was a palanquin, ornately decorated palanquin. He was put on the palanquin and everyone was shouting, "Hail our new king! All glories to our new king!" And he was like, new king? He didn't realize what's happening. And he was coronated as the king. He was put on the throne. It was like, he had become the king of that island. And, he couldn't figure out that why such a treatment is given to him. And many weeks passed, months passed. He called one of the ministers. Now, for 1 month, he was given all the royal treatment of the king. And, it's all coming free, so why not? Just accept it. So he was happy to accept all of that. And then after 1 month, he called, the chief minister, and he asked the chief minister, "Hey, what's this all about? I don't know you guys and you don't know me. Why you have made me the king, man? Oh, I'm a little afraid and a little curious, suspicious also." So the chief minister then revealed. He said he took this new king outside the palace and he showed, "You see that particular island far away?" He said, "Yeah, I can see that." He said, "All the previous kings before you who were ruling this particular island, after 1 year of their kingship, they were marooned and they were thrown in that desolate island." So, which means, even me? Huh? 1 year. You have just 1 year. And after 1 year, that is your destination. No passport, no visa. You'll be thrown in that desolate island, which is full of deadly animals and, all thorns and, that kind of atmosphere. So you have 1 year, whatever you want to do with that. So herein, this particular king now, for that 1 year, what he did, he was very wise, he was proactive. So he said, "Okay, for 1 year I am the king, I have all the powers of the king over you." He said, "Yes." So immediately call all the citizens, summon all the citizens, all the soldiers, all the armies, all of my treasuries, and everyone was called, everything was summoned. And the king ordered, now every one of you, you should go to that desolate island and you should renovate it. And you should make that desolate island into a paradise. And I give you only 1 year's time, okay? So he was very wise. And the chief minister was very impressed. And the chief minister told to this new king, he said, all the other previous kings, when I told them, they, for that 1 year, they used up all the treasury, they used up all the facilities for their own enjoyment. But you are the one, you are proactive. You used up all for your future, ever after, happy kingly life. So this is how we have to understand which category I belong to first, and you know, if I am in the reactive category, how to become proactive. This is another nice lesson which we learn from one of the Roman gods called Janus. He's called the Lord of Gates, and he has two faces. As you can see, he has two faces. So the two faces, this denotes one looking in the past and one looking in the future. So he's called the Lord of Gates, Lord Janus. And from Lord Janus comes the name of the month, January. And January is the month from where you can look into the past year, like December, and you can look into the upcoming February. So therefore, when we talk about the God of Gates, that many times we keep looking into our past, regretting about the past and worrying about the future. Like how many times it happens when you even sit for a lecture like this? When you sit for a lecture like this, the mind is seldom in the present. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a nice example of one arrow maker. And this arrow maker, he was so absorbed once in sharpening his arrow that the king's procession was passing by. But the arrow maker was focused and he didn't even notice. And there was a sage, he noticed this arrow maker, that the absorption which the arrow maker had, that the king's procession passed and so many other distractions, but the arrow maker was focused in sharpening the arrow. So it said, Tadaiva matmanya avaruddha chitto naveda kinchit bahir antaramva. That this arrow maker, Ishakar, he was so focused that naveda kinchit, he didn't even know what's happening outside, or he was not even distracted from inside. Many times we are distracted from outside, just like you are sitting for a lecture like this, you know, and something comes on the screen. You know, something like this. And you look at this image. Although I am speaking, but when you look at this image, your mind starts thinking. Daadi achhi hai iski. Although I'm talking about some other point. Daadi achhi hai. Gillette dena chahiye shaving karne ke. You know, this is how the mind works, you know. Starts thinking about any damn nonsense. So, it happens that when we are sitting for a session like this, either the mind goes in the past, you know, and your body is sitting over here and the mind goes in the past. Main na, pichle saal September mein Khandala gaya tha. आज ही का दिन था 25 सितंबर खंडाला में क्या मौसम था क्या वाटरफॉल था और क्या बताऊं सो यू नो यू स्टार्ट यू नो गोइंग इनटू द पास्ट एंड अ ईयर इन द पास्ट सो ईदर द माइंड इज थिंकिंग अबाउट द पास्ट. If not the past, then the mind starts worrying about the future. Kab se bol raha hai, kitna time ho gaya isko. 9 के ऊपर हो गया, शो में जाता तो 9 बजे खत्म हो जाता, 6 से 9. देन यू स्टार्ट वरिंग अबाउट द फिश, आज मेनू में क्या बना है, मेनू में भूख भी लग रहा है, ये बोर भी कर रहा है, मेनू में क्या है, मेनू में क्या रहेगा. सो यू स्टार्ट यू नो कल संडे, हाँ कल संडे, कल थोड़ा आराम से सोंगे, अच्छा नींद आएगा. कितने बजे उठने का कल, अच्छा कल ब्रेकफास्ट उधर जाने का, फिर इधर पिक्चर देखने का, ये करने का. यू स्टार्ट प्लानिंग अबाउट एंड यू स्टार्ट वरिंग अबाउट योर फ्यूचर एंड सेल्डम योर माइंड इज इन द प्रेजेंट. सो वी लर्न दैट हाउ नॉट रिग्रेटिंग अबाउट द पास्ट, नॉट वरिंग अबाउट द फ्यूचर. Another wonderful quote we have, we tend to clutch our past so tightly that we fail to open our arms to embrace the present. And therefore it is said, yesterday was history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift of God. Hence it is called a present. This word, you know, it's like the play upon words. The word gift and present, they are like synonyms, and present has another meaning which means Vartaman, the present tense. And herein we learn something from someone who has a squinted vision, having squinted eyes. You know, squinted eyes means his one eyeball is looking in some direction, another is looking in some direction. Which means a person having a squinted vision, it's not physically that the eyeballs are like that, but sometimes, as we discussed, that we are sitting in a class like that, but there is one eye looking into the past and one eye looking into the future. So what do we become then? Chakna. Hai na? Chakna bolte na? Kahin pe nigahein. So, if you really want, your eyeballs might be properly situated right now, but if the mind is simply cribbing about the past or worrying about the future, then it is like having a squinted vision. If you want to have a straight, clear vision, live in the present. And that's how we'll have a straight, clear vision. Very wonderful statistics about worry. So many people keep, you know, worrying. This is an age of WWW, you know. Keep worrying, worrying, worrying. So 60% of the things we worry about never takes place. They never takes place. 60%. We keep worrying, keep worrying. Ye upar gir jaye, ceiling upar gir gaya, to kya ho? Kitne pankhe, kitne beams hai isko. Kya hoga? You know, never happens. 15% of the things we worry about have already taken place. अरे मैं अगर अमेरिका में पैदा होता ना आज, तो हो सकता था मैं हॉलीवुड तक पहुंच गया होता. कम से कम भिखारी तो बन जाता है यार वहां पर. सो 15% ऑलरेडी टेकन प्लेस, नाउ यू कैन चेंज that particular situation. 17% of the things we worry about are people whom we can never change. There are so many people in our lives who follow the slogan, hum kabhi nahi sudharenge. So there are so many people which we can never change. Many times we think, ye mera professor agar badal jaye na, to mera jeevan sudhar jaye. But many times it's not in your hands, my dear friends. And only 8% of the things we worry about are the actual real problems. And rest 92% is all of that. And seldom do we have time for that 8% which are really problems which we should worry about. But because we are so much caught up with the 92%, that we don't even have time for the actual 8% of for what we should be worrying about. Worry gives a small thing a big shadow. The thing is very small as you see, but the shadow is so big. Or it is said that worry is that interest you pay for the loan which you have never taken in your life. Imagine you keep paying the interest for a loan which you have never ever taken in your life. It's like a rocking chair. It keeps on going but takes you nowhere. Or you know, small children, they have a rocking horse. It's a horse, keeps rocking, but you'll not find it even inching ahead. It's just at one place. So worry is something like that. Now fear, if fear is taken as an acronym, it stands for false evidence appearing real. One time there was a traveler who was traveling through the deserts, the Sahara deserts, and he had some 41 camels, and he was along with his friend. So both of these travelers and the 41 camels, and you know, they had whatever the business which they would do and all the other their personal stuff which were loaded on these camels. They were traveling from one desert to another desert. So it so happened that one night the owner of these 41 camels, because the desert was big, and at night when they decided to halt and take rest, he was worried because he wanted to tie those camels so that the camels don't go astray in the desert. So he wanted to tie those camels, but he only had 40 set of ropes. So he was thinking, oh my God, I only have 40 set of ropes, because he wanted to tie their legs so that they don't go away. Which means I'm falling short of one rope. And I'm falling short of one rope. So one camel I will lose. So the friend said, don't worry, I have a trick for that. What is the trick? He said, you tie the 40 camels with the 40 ropes which you have. And the last one, the 41st camel, you just pretend that you are tying. Natak kar khali ban. Just pretend, yeah, just pretend. So he did that. And the camel, he just whole night laid like this, you know. The 41st also. And the morning he saw that all the 41 camels were there. None of the camels left, even the last one, who didn't have any rope tied. And then, you know, he untied all the 40 camels, and all the 40 camels got up and they started to move. But the 41st was still like that. And the friend said, now you have to pretend to untie. Then only he'll get up. So this is the situation, that it was a false evidence which appeared to be real. So many times we keep fearing, keep fearing, keep worrying, but it might be just a fake alarm. So let's talk about the opposite of that, that's hope. And if we put hope as an acronym, harmonize, optimize, prioritize, and of course energize. And that's what you have, the present, the gift of God, the moment, the ice cream which you have right now. How to properly use that is in a hopeful manner in this way. And we have the 5P technique. The first is plan purposefully, prepare patiently, proceed positively, pursue persistently, and present prayerfully. Which means it's not that you just keep living your today like any other day. Many people, they follow this slogan, practice makes a man perfect. You're right? You agree with that? Practice makes a man perfect. But it is actually perfect practice makes a man perfect. So we have to plan purposefully and prepare it patiently for our tomorrow, for our day after, and so many other tomorrows, and proceed then with a positive attitude persistently, and of course ultimately depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, presented our case very prayerfully, and that is the technique which we have to use. Another beautiful anecdote to put up the point of what and how we should use our today. So there was a boy who had lit 4 candles, and these 4 candles, they represented something in his life. And we'll see how in our life also, we all have these 4 candles which we have lit. And what happens many times, some of the candles, the flame starts flickering and they die out also. So this boy, his life was made up of these 4 lit candles. So he saw that the first candle died out, extinguished, success. This first candle, its flame extinguished, success was extinguished. When success was extinguished, then the other candle, money, was gone. So the second candle of his life also got extinguished. Then when money was gone, all the fame was also gone. So the third candle also got extinguished. And he was so afraid, my God, my success, my money, my fame, all of this, they have extinguished from my life. But there was one candle which was still lit. And guess what? Hope. And if there is one candle which is lit, no matter how many candles have extinguished in your life, you can again light it back. So, if the first candle, the hope candle, would have extinguished, then it was difficult for him. So, therefore, in our life, there is always a situation, hope against hope. There will be always a last strand which will be, you know, like the helping hand of someone, or the helping strand which will be become the saving grace of our life. So herein you see a minus sign. This is a minus sign, and in our life, whenever we are fearful, so many things keep subtracting, like the minus sign. But the other one is, now it's become plus, and that's the hope. So when there is healthy fear and when there is confident assurance or hope, then our life is like the plus sign. Sunniye pappu ki dukh bhari kahani. To ye the महाशय पप्पू, जिनका चेहरा देखिए, त्रस्त, परेशान, दुखी. तो ये थे पप्पू, और इनकी थी एक दुख भरी कहानी. परेशान थी पप्पू की वाइफ, नॉन हैपनिंग थी जो उसकी लाइफ. पप्पू को न मिलता था आराम, ऑफिस में करता काम ही काम. पप्पू के बॉस भी थे बड़े कूल, प्रमोशन को हर बार जाते थे भूल, पर भूलते नहीं थे वो डेडलाइन. काम तो करवाते रोज टिल 9. पप्पू भी बनना चाहता था बेस्ट, इसलिए तो वो नहीं करता था रेस्ट. दिन रात करता वो बॉस की गुलामी, अप्रेजल की उम्मीद में देता सलामी. दिन गुजरे और गुजरे फिर साल, बुरा होता गया पप्पू का हाल. पप्पू को अब कुछ याद न रहता, गलती से बीवी को बहनजी कहता. आखिर एक दिन पप्पू को समझ आया और छोड़ दी उसने अप्रेजल की मोह माया. बॉस से बोला, तुम क्यों सताते हो अप्रेजल के लड्डू से बुद्धू बनाते हो, प्रमोशन दो वरना चला जाऊंगा, अप्रेजल देने पर भी वापस ना आऊंगा. बॉस हंस के बोला, नहीं कोई बात, अभी और भी पप्पूज हैं मेरे पास. ये दुनिया पप्पुओं से भरी है, सबको बस आगे बढ़ने की पड़ी है. तुम न करोगे तो किसी और से कराऊंगा, तुम्हारी तरह एक और पप्पू लाऊंगा. तो क्या हमें पप्पू बनना है, एक और पप्पू? दिस वॉज अ वेरी हिलेरियस पोयम विच वॉज सेंट, बट of course had a very deep and realistic meaning also in it, that our life many times living in the past and worrying about our future becomes like the life of this Pappu. So the solutions for this is, first of all, be realistic. Don't live in a utopian world, in that phantasmagorial world, illusory world that, oh, I'll be in that fairy land where I'll be with fairies and amrit and nectar and all that. Be realistic, which means be practical first. As we said, it's a gift of God. The moment which you have at your disposal, that is the gift of God, and therefore it's called a present. So don't just keep the present, open it, see what's inside and use it. That is how we have to count our blessings then. Many times we find that we keep complaining about what we do not have. I read a nice quote in front of a church. It said, I stopped complaining to God about not giving me good shoes every year when I saw a boy without any foot, without any legs. So a person might complain that I don't have, you know, good shoes, but there are people who do not even have legs, what to speak of shoes or anything else to wear. So count the blessings which you already have been blessed with for today, rather than cribbing about the past or worrying about the future. Be yourself, do not compare yourself with others. We have the example of mustard. You know, mustard, it takes only 7 days to bloom and give the results. Whereas bamboo shoots, when you plant bamboo shoots, a bamboo for the first 5 years will not show any result of any growth. So it appears to be very discouraging that why this particular thing which I have planted is not giving me any results. 5 years, and after 5 years you will see the bamboos growing in just 1 year so rapidly. Why? Because for those 5 years the bamboo shoots were growing in the soil and taking the roots, getting rooted properly. So similarly, we should not compare. Sometimes the results might come a little late, but we have to understand that yes, maybe God is trying to indicate me to get rooted well before growing up. And of course, we discussed how having faith in God. This is something we have capacity only to do whatever is best from our side. Because no one in this entire planet, whether in the past or in the future or in the present, is absolutely independent. We are all dependent. Right now you are all breathing because the air is provided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We drink water, we eat food, and we sustain our body because this is the gifts given by the Supreme Lord, and we are utterly dependent. And therefore the mercy of the Supreme Lord will be showered when we express our faith. And yes, of course, living a life of selflessness, serving others. Like, you know, we have fishes in this pond. So I remember, you know, this nice quote. In an ocean, a baby fish asked mother fish that, my dear mother, why don't we live on land? And the mother said, beta, the ocean is for goldfish, starfish, jellyfish, but the land is for the selfish. Therefore, we don't go and live on the land. So let's not live a life full of selfishness. I want peace. It's I and it's wanting. Let's take out that I, let's take out that wanting thing, and then we'll see that we'll have peace. An important question was asked to a butterfly. How does one become a butterfly? You must want to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar. So understand that every butterfly one day was a caterpillar. And every caterpillar, if patiently works out through the cocoon, will one day become a butterfly. So therefore, in this positive attitude, we look for our tomorrow. And in conclusion, I would like to speak about the plight of this one architect. He was working in a big firm, a big construction firm. And he was a very, you know, well-acclaimed architect. He was very expert. He was genius. And he had worked in that particular construction company for more than 25 years. And at the end, when he was retiring, the boss, he told that, you know, just before you retire, I want that you should make one house. One last house you should make. Because where will I get such a competent architect like you? So the architect thought that, you know, jaate jaate bhi boss chhod nahi raha hai. Pappu bana raha hai. So he just wanted to just do away, you know, because now he's getting retired. So he made a house and he just did it hurriedly. He used the lowest quality of, you know, materials to make that house. And all the panels and everything, whichever he used in that house, was of substandard quality. Just to get away with that. And finally, you know, whatever he could come out in 1 year, the last year of his, you know, tenure, he gave the keys to the boss that, you know, the house is ready. But the house was the most pathetic house which he, in his entire career, had come up with. And the boss said, no, this house is a gift from our construction company to you. And he handed back the keys. This is a gift from our construction company for all the wonderful years which you put up as a service unto this construction company. And then he realized, oh my God, if only I knew that this was becoming my gift, this was to become my gift, I would have used the best quality, the best materials. Is it not our life like that? That yes, all the materials and ingredients are given by God, but many times we do not even know that this is the gift which He is going to offer us. And it's up to us. We are the architect, the engineers of our own life. That how we use these ingredients, or which one we use, whether the substandard ones or the best quality ones. Because ultimately, the keys again will be handed over to us. So the take home message for all of us today is, my dear friends, our worst days are never so bad that we are beyond the reach of God's grace, and our best days are never so good that we don't need any God's grace. So when we are talking about days, we are talking about the moments, the minutes, the seconds, the hours within those days. And therefore, it is said, what you are now, in what consciousness you are, what is your attitude, what is the approach towards life right now, will decide what you will be the next moment. And that next moment will decide what you will be the moment after, and the moment after, and the hour after, and the day after, and the so many tomorrows, and so many day after tomorrows coming after that. So therefore, live as it is said, yesterday was a history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is the gift of God, and therefore it is called present. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions anyone has? Maybe a burning question anyone has? Before we begin our announcements. Yeah.
Thank you very much, all of you, for your attentive hearing. We have some special dignitaries sitting with us over here.